You're listening to In Demand.
Yeah. This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we welcome Ricky and Simon from the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yay!
Hey, hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Wow. Boys who've got guitars, Lucy.
Yes, I know.
Imagine.
Is
Lucy into that kind of boy?
Well, generally, we're just into any kind of music that's got a guitar.
Yeah, because we don't hear a lot of it anymore.
It disappeared. We came along and we set it all up for everyone, and then went away, and everyone left.
So you are back, and it's a unique kind of album that you've released via your website. So to anyone who doesn't know how you've done it, give an explanation.
Where have you been? Okay, so you go to kaiserchiefs.com, and then you are confronted with 20 Kaiser Chiefs songs, and you are instructed to choose your favourite 20. You can listen to clips.
Favourite 10.
You listen to clips and you plug in, and it's a really cool site, I'm sure you will agree. And then you go and you design your artwork, and that's totally brilliant. That is the best bit. And then you buy it, and then you download it, and then you listen to it, and you enjoy it, and you say, "Oh, that is great.
Can I take it from here now?"
Yes.
And then, here's the best bit. Here's the bit that gives me goosebumps every time I think of it. If you then share it on Twitter, on your Facebook page, and people like the album that you've made or produced, they can buy it, and you get £1 from us.
I think
for
that's
you
great.
Sell.
I love like the fact
it.
That...
It comes from Ricky's bank.
It does come from my bank.
The bank of Ricky. We can enjoy the music and then we can share it with other people and get paid. I think that's a genius idea.
And get paid. And it kind of, I think what it does is it makes something that's not very tangible, i.e. a download, into something that you have ownership over and you feel like you're part of. Yeah. And it's giving it back value, which you used to have when you bought a CD or a mini disc.
Oh, a CD with sleeve notes and everything.
Exactly. Well, I think that, yeah, everyone likes a bit of artwork, and the fact that we've made it so that you can... Basically, the artwork is a huge part of buying it.
And you've got Glastonbury on the agenda as well, which is going
to
be epic.
Looking forward to Glastonbury. It's always good, isn't it?
Are you going to get the chance to stay and enjoy some of the other bands and stuff?
Well, we're on kind of fairly
on
right
Sunday,
at the end.
So come see us before you depart.
They've put us on really near the end, and they always do this so that people stay.
Of course.
That's big-headed. They could be putting us on the end so that it gets people moving to the car park.
Are you warming up Beyonce?
sort of a question is that, Alex?
That's a difficult
I don't know if
one
Jay-Z
to answer.
Would like that.
We just stand around and breathe on her.
Come on, Beyonce, warm up.
And then you return into Kirkstall Abbey on the 10th of September.
It's already got the roof off, so we don't have to worry about blowing it off. So don't wear any socks either.
That must be. Have you done any proper gigs in Leeds, like something on this scale, not for a long time, right?
Not since Ellen Road.
Ellen Road was the last big one. I'm going to hopefully top that one.
Well, it's outside. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
It's outside. It's all dependent on the weather.
This
the
must
Leeds
be the
weather.
One where you get the biggest guest list as well, where everyone comes out of the woodwork and wants
Peanuts guest list is about 3,000. That's why we have to play with so big places in Leeds.
Yeah. You know, got all the friends and family in.
You know how you lose touch with people?
Mm.
Peanut doesn't. There's people that turn up to gig that he was on the same ward with when he was born.
Guys, thanks very much for chatting.
Thank you very much
it's
indeed.
Good to be back in our lives.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the
guitars
evening.
And
we're
drums.
Back.
Our Kaiser Chiefs hall
and singers.
Is in field.
And singers.
Yay.
Thank can you introduce Little Shocks for us and we'll play it now.
This next tune, I'll say that properly. This
Hello.
Next tune. Hi, with the Kaiser Chiefs. And this next tune that you're about to hear is Little Shocks. It's one of the first things people were to hear from The Future is Medieval. And you don't even call it an album. A new thing.
Simon and Ricky, thanks. Dude.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, joined by a lady who has scored number ones all across Europe. She's a total superstar. Alexandra
Yay.
Stan is here.
Hey, hello.
Thank you. Hello, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks. How are you doing?
Well, I'm very, very in a hurry every day, and every day I'm walking, and I'm very happy to be here.
In your homeland, in Romania, you've had a few more single releases, but across the rest of the world at the moment, we know you for Mr. Saxo Beat. What is it like having one song literally change your life overnight?
Yeah, it's really changing. It's really good to be, it's very unbelievable, and in the same time, it's... something that is making me very happy because it's the thing that I wanted to do since I know me. So it's very nice. It's very nice, but sometimes I can't believe this.
Have you managed to visit every single country that the song's been a number one in yet?
Yes, I was in France when the song became number one. I was in Italy. In Spain, I think, in Germany I was, in Russia, in Poland. I don't think in Poland was number one. I don't know.
You've been everywhere.
Yes.
The exciting part of the job is being able to go to all these exciting places.
Yes, it is, you know, because one day you're in UK and next day you're in France and next week you're in Russia. And you don't, I don't know, it's that part between the shows and between the radios, interviews and between the, I don't know, the, it's the road, you know, where you don't realize the road, even if it's exhausting sometimes.
Have you tried any of the food in the UK?
Like yeah, that. I saw that you have lots of Indian food.
Yeah,
it's kind of our national dish in a weird sort of way.
We've kind of embraced the Indian food in the UK. We love it. Yeah, did you try some?
Yes, I tried some. I tried also the fish and chips.
Yeah.
The traditional fish and chips,
good.
Of course.
Did you like that?
Yes, of course. And the hamburgers. You have good hamburgers, you know. I mean, it's not like in the fast foods.
Yeah,
it's different, you know, and they bring you in a big dish with the fries,
and cheese and the on
salad.
The burger,
yeah, and the salad, and it's a real meal. I mean, it's not like a fast food.
When you have a song that is as big as Mr. Saxo Beat, it literally gets played everywhere. Say in shops, bars, clubs, holiday resorts, everywhere. Have you walked past a shop and heard it being played, or have you heard it being played in maybe a place that you wouldn't expect to hear it?
Yes. Well, last week I was in Palma de Mallorca in my vacation with my managers. And for my birthday, it was on the 10th of June, we rented a boat, a big boat, and we were in the middle of the sea and we had a radio and Mr. Saxo Beat was played.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and the sax player was with me, Cosmin, it's my sax player.
Oh my God.
He was also with me, yeah, he was with us. And it was very nice because he just took grabbed out the saxophone and started to play in the boat, in the middle of the sea. And it was, oh my God, I couldn't believe this, you know, it was unbelievable.
Alexandra, congratulations on such a
thank
massive
you so
anthem.
Much. Yes.
Can you introduce Mr. Saxo Beat for us now and we will play it?
Hello everyone, this is Alexandra Stan on In Demand and this is Mr. Saxo Beat.
You're listening to In Demand. You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Loic Essien is with us tonight.
Hey.
Possibly first French name we've ever had.
Oh, do you think?
Possibly.
Oh.
Yeah. I think so as well, probably.
Yeah.
Not many French names out there.
Does everyone always pronounce it correct? I'm guessing they don't.
No, we've had some crazy variations of my
Give
name.
Us some of them.
Loch Ness, but I don't know how they've ever got Loch Ness as well because there's no E-N-E-S-S at the end of my name.
That's
so
rubbish.
I don't know how Loch Ness came about. But what else have we had? We've had Loic, Loch. I don't know how they would get Loch as well because it has an I in the middle. But
yeah, right in the middle, so you can't
right in the middle,
it.
So you can't say Loch. And I guess, but it is Loic because it actually has pronunciation like signs on it. It's like got a V upside down over the I and then a dash over the C. So it's like a pronunciation thing as well.
Let's start with Richard Blackwood.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of discovered you a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he kind of put me on the right track to the whole music thing. I got to play him, a younger version of him, in his music video, in his first single, Mama Who the Man. So that was really cool. And that was earlier on. And then he gave me like an amazing birthday present because I think I was turning 11 after the video was done. So he let me come down to present MTV Select with him. So that was really cool. So I got to do that. That was
amazing.
Really cool.
Your musical CV reads like a who's who of the industry at the moment. Labyrinth, Chipmunk, N-Dubs.
Yeah.
And of course, the last single you released was with N-Dubs as which was a great tune. How was your experience with them?
I think they're really cool. I've known Dappy from before we've worked together, so it was pretty cool to be able to work with each other. And it's always a pleasure to work with someone you know. Do you know what I mean? It's always fun and jokes, so it doesn't ever really feel like work. So
we're going to play How We Roll very soon. Tell us about the video first.
Oh my God,
okay,
it's great.
This video
And I think I didn't try to smile as much in this one. I tried to be more sophisticated, cool. I think this one's for the couples, man. I think it's safe to say this one's for the couples for the summer. It's like, it's the video's kind of set on a Bonnie and Clyde kind of theme. You know, like me and my girl can take on the world. And that's the kind of, that's the kind of
Can you introduce the song, mate? And we will play it now.
Yeah, cool. This is Loic Essien on In Demand right now. We're about to get into my new single, How We Roll. I hope you like it. Let's go.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Loic Essien still with us on In Demand tonight. And now a little game we play with our guests. Okay. This is the first time you'd have experienced this. It's quite a simple challenge where you tell us your favourite things.
Okay.
But we give you a title and you tell us your favourite thing from that title. Lucy, over to you.
Okay, Loic Essien, these are your favourite things.
Okay.
Your favourite Richard Blackwood song.
Yeah.
What is it?
What is my favourite Richard Blackwood? Sorry, I thought Kathy was gonna tell me. Sorry.
Okay. I like that one.
Okay, what is my favourite Richard Blackwood song? Mama Who the Man, because obviously we was in it together. So.
Yay! That's the one that everyone remembers as well, that one.
Yeah.
Your favourite ice cream?
Cookie dough ice cream.
Oh, it's to die for.
Classic.
To die good for stuff.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's. Yeah.
I like the one that's cookie dough mixed in with brownies. Oh man, it's good. Your favourite brand of trainers?
Probably Nike.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to be loyal to, because I've done the whole big campaign with Adidas, but I'm
Are
a
you
going to
get in trouble
Nike.
Now?
I doubt I'll get in trouble.
He's done the campaign.
I've done the campaign.
He's pocketed the cash.
We're done. We're done, man. We're done. Adidas, me and Adidas have...
It's time for the next
endorsement. Yeah. One to the next, man. Adidas, no. The love is still there. The love will always be there for Adidas. But we just, you know, I got a lot of love for some Nike trainers.
Your favourite pet?
My favourite pet? I don't actually like... animals. I'm not a big fan of animals, but no cruelty to animals. I'm against all cruelty to animals, but I'd probably say a dog.
And finally, this is the question, the only one that gets, it's the only same question that gets asked to everyone. Your favourite cheese?
Cheddar.
Yeah. Straight up.
That's the only cheese I know.
Now, Loic, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Avril Lavigne is back with us tonight.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome back. Are you okay? Are you well?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
Thank you.
We need to kind of just get the image in everybody's head. You've got the green in your hair still.
Rocking the green. The green hair these days.
Green fingernails as well today.
Yes.
Amazing. Awesome. Matching. All about the matching.
Yeah, because last time we saw you, you had other colours in your hair as well. Mm. And you were wearing, I think, it was like a blue I Love London hoodie.
Yes, that's true.
This is the day after the Brits.
Yes.
Patriotic.
I actually bought that hoodie in Japan, and it says I Love London, so I saved it for when I came to London. But
isn't that random? Buy a hoodie that says I Love London in Japan.
So since we last saw you, you must have just been travelling the world promoting stuff. Is that the case?
Yes, I've been. I started my tour. I'm officially on tour at the same time as this promo cycle. So I've never really done it this way before, kind of mixing it up. My second single, Smile, is now coming out. Mm. And so I'm doing some promo around that. It's, you know, on tour, it's very hard. You have to be very focused because I play for an hour and a half. And so I have to be very quiet during the day and rest up, save my voice, and then I have to do vocal warm-ups and all this kind of crazy stuff. So it's a lot to gear up to the show, and just on promo, it's a totally different thing. So it's nice to switch it all up.
Okay, and do you get sometimes sort of relaxed in the day and just sort of pour yourself a bath and just lie there?
Yeah, I try to sleep as much as I can.
Yeah, well, the thing is, because you're always
sometimes
on the go.
It's hard when you're jet lagged.
Yeah,
it can be very hard to sleep. I kind of do this thing where I sleep in 5-hour intervals. It's a lot of fun.
Oh God! And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I need more.
Where am I?
What am I doing?
And then I want a nap later.
Are you lucky enough now to take like a masseuse on tour with you, or someone who'll kind of cater to your every whim?
Yeah, sometimes I do that. Massage is like really important and helpful. Part of traveling is that you get really exhausted. And it's like being on planes. I was just in Asia for 3 weeks, and like I flew pretty much every other day. I had to fly to each show. So, oh my God, that was crazy. Like, why it's really fun to go home.
Yeah, this is
and
true.
To have your own pillow in your bed.
Well, let's get Smile on for all those fans. Will you introduce it for us?
Hi, this is Avril Lavigne, and this is my new single, Smile.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Avril Lavigne still on In Demand.
Yay!
Tonight.
Now, you are a girl with an opinion. You're feisty. We like that. Would you ever see yourself being a judge on one of these sort of shows like X Factor or Britain's Got Talent or even the US version?
You never know. Maybe. Yeah. I was a guest judge on American Idol one time, and that was fun.
Okay. Did you sort of quite enjoy sort of being sat there and being able to dish out advice and tell people what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong?
I did. I very much so enjoyed the whole process of seeing all these different people, and some talented, some not.
Yes.
It was funny. It was inspiring. It was cool. And I definitely, you know, very humbling for me to see all that. And I always say, like, these TV shows, like, you sit and watch it at home, but it's hard to get out there and to be on camera and to be put on the spot or to sing a cappella. Like, all that stuff's very difficult, so it's very nerve-wracking.
Before you go, we like to do something with our artists called Favourite Things. Are you up for this, Avril Lavigne?
It's a simple.
Yeah.
We'll give you a topic and you tell us your favourite thing related to that topic. Lucy, first favourite thing for Avril Lavigne.
Here we go. Your favourite guilty pleasure song?
Mbop. Hanson.
Nice!
Yes! Good one! Yeah, we like that too. Your favourite Disney movie?
The Little Mermaid.
Oh,
it's classic.
Yeah, Ariel was awesome. Right, did you ever think, like, it would be really cool to actually be a mermaid just for a day and just, like...
Always.
Exactly.
You know, I'm totally that person who's in the water and I'm like, I'm a mermaid.
I used to do it in the bath when I was a kid. Just lie there and go, I'm a mermaid.
I like mermaid hair.
Yeah.
I want mermaid hair.
And you get one of those shells to comb it with.
That's funny.
Your favourite cocktail?
I really like red wine.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so not a cocktail, she likes wine.
So I'm like, I like wine and cheese.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, well, that leads nicely onto our penultimate, our final question.
Our final question on favourite things is, this is one we ask everyone because I think everyone should have a favourite cheese. What's yours?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Buffalo mozzarella.
Oh, nice. We like that with a nice glass of red wine. Yeah. Juicy.
It is juicy. Avril, thank you very much for chatting to us
thank
tonight.
You.
Thank you.
Good luck with the rest of the tour. The single is out on the 27th of June here in the UK. Let's play your guilty pleasure now. Can you introduce Hanson?
Yeah.
And we will play it on In Demand.
Hey, this is Avril Lavigne, and I want you guys to hear one of my favorite songs that I used to listen to, Mbop by Hanson.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand. It's just little old me tonight. Oh, and Parade.
Hey!
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
I feel like I see you every week.
This is great. Oh, can't get rid of us.
It's like every week, it's like a girly catch up. So, what are you doing? What have you been? So, since the last time I saw you, what have you been doing? Didn't you go on stage with Semi Precious
Weapon?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like,
it's amazing.
Crazy. It was. They sent us the song the day before, and we were on the way home from a gig. We were like learning these lyrics, you know, on all these harmonies and stuff, getting all perfect. So we went on stage, the mics went on, and all it was throwing champagne around, but it was hilarious. It was so much fun.
Because the thing is, I think for people who don't know who Semi Precious Weapons are, they're very closely affiliated with Lady Gaga. Yeah. They've supported her in the past. She's really good mates with them. Yeah. So for girls like you, that must have been quite a big deal.
Yeah, it was
quite rock and roll,
wouldn't it? It was like, oh, hello, we're Parade, being rock and roll on stage.
Yeah,
we tried our best to be hardcore.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, we're rock it out. Yeah. The thing is, right, Alex not being here, I thought, see, before when he wasn't here, I did a girls night in with Wonderland, because they're the sort of girls I think would prefer a girls night in. They're quite chilled like that, but I reckon we should get ourselves ready for a girls night out.
On the turn.
Yes. We need to decide, though, what song to listen to while we get ready. Now, we're going to play Perfume a bit later on, so I think we need to... Something like a song that you love getting ready to when you're getting ready to go out.
C60?
No.
Admire your musical taste.
Maybe a Rihanna track. Yeah. Maybe Rihanna Poo when Nana. You're getting ready.
Poo
Nana. No, not Poo Nana. Yeah. Which are like Rude Boy.
Only
like
get lively.
Maybe Rihanna Rude Boy.
Rude Boy?
Yeah.
Right, so we will do that and we'll listen to Rihanna's Rude Boy on In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand.
It's Rihanna and Rue Boyz, our Getting Ready to Go Out song. Parade are with me now.
Yay.
So we'll talk through getting ready for a night out. Out of you lovely ladies, which one of you takes the longest to get ready, or are you all quite similar?
We take it in turns, don't we?
No, Em's and Lars, you've got...
Lauren's really quick. Lauren just gets
right,
really late.
The thing with me, I am like last minute Lauren. Yes, I will give myself 10 minutes. I will put it off for as long as I possibly
can. She likes to rush. I don't get that. She gets an adrenaline rush from rushing.
I don't know what it is. Although recently, I've been quite bad recently because we've got so little time. It's like you've got to plan
chuck
10
things
days
together.
In advance.
And you want to try and have a nap beforehand.
I love
to squeeze in a nap because then I can stay out later.
That's a good idea.
Power nap.
A good
old power nap. So what do you generally wear when you go out? Because obviously I'm guessing on stage you wear some crazy stuff.
Exactly.
And then it's like when you actually get to go out, do you just literally go fresh on the stage out in your outfits, or
no
do you wear different stuff?
We'd get a few people staring if we went out in our outfits. But it's good, like, because after we just like do a gig or whatever, and that you've done all your hair, you've done all your makeup, and now it's just like change clothes and you're ready.
That's true. You don't stick on the false eyelashes or anything like that.
You can't go wrong with a dress, can you?
Now, in terms of applying your makeup, we're going to presume you haven't come straight from the stage. We're going to have to get ready from scratch.
It takes a while.
Do you all get to apply your own false eyelashes, or do some of you rubbish at it because it's too ages?
They're up there. They fall off.
Don't you always have like a good eye?
Lauren, you're pretty good at it. I think Lauren's the master of the eyelashes in this group.
I taught Bea a technique. Use tweezers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Now, of course, the last thing every girl does before they head out for the night is spritz their perfume. Before we play the single, what are your favourite perfumes?
Should we go one by one?
Yeah.
Nos?
Moi? I like Stella McCartney.
Nice.
Bulgari.
Viva la Juicy.
I think it's French. Estee Lauder Pleasures.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
I like
thank
that.
You.
Yeah, I mean,
nice if you're in a retirement home.
I'm with you,
old woman perfume. It's the way forward.
Retirement home.
I like a bit of Marc Jacobs Daisy.
Yay!
I have lost it though.
God, can you imagine that lot? And my Victor and Rolf would all be stinking.
Yeah. I like that one. That's a nice one.
So, do you want to introduce Perfume?
Yeah.
Yay! Hi, we're Parade, and this is our new single, Perfume.
You're listening to In Demand.
It's Parade and their brand new single, Perfume. Let's talk about what's coming up for the rest of the summer. You've already done Isle of Wight Festival. What else have we got planned?
Lots more.
We're going to Isle of Malta with Isle of MTV Malta.
Amazing.
Fee Festival, Wireless. Mm-hmm. What else?
Hop Farm with Prince.
Oh
really
my God, Prince.
It's going to be immense.
Headline and like, how insane is that?
We're going to try and go on with him.
And we're doing Alton Towers with Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. And LMFAO and Labyrinth are supporting, aren't they? So we're really, really excited to meet them.
And get up and shuffle.
We met LMFAO the other day.
Actually,
they're really, really nice. We really like them.
They're a bit mental, aren't they?
Yeah, nuts.
In a good way.
In a good
I think
way.
He just woke up, he had a pillow in his hand.
Now, before you go, by the end of 2011, what do you want to achieve? What's top of the list?
Well, we'd love our album to do well, wouldn't we? To
yeah,
have
that's out in August.
And our next single.
Our next single's out.
So what's it?
Sean,
you need to get a drink, Daniel. This is a night out.
But we want, and obviously, ideally, our own tour would be the dream, wouldn't it? Maybe not by the end of 2011. But world domination, essentially, would be great.
Sorted.
And then the rest. And then we'll just come back and stalk you here every weekend. We'll be back for more nights out.
Definitely.
You'll be seeing us a lot before the end of 2011. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.